Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weather forecast, today should be mainly cloudy with a slight possibility of snow showers, high temperature of 46 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a possible rain shower and a low of 32 degrees. And on Thursday, cloudy with showers and a high temperature of 49. In the news for today, in a shared article from Up North News, Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is going on the offensive, writing a series of editorials calling out critics who intentionally misuse the term critical race theory as a way to demand a weakening or ending of lessons about America's history of slavery, overt racism, and the systemic racism that continues to affect the lives of Black Americans today. Underley acknowledged that deep conversations about racism will make people uncomfortable, including herself, but that's a good thing, quoting, because it means I am learning and building my understanding of race and racism, and that makes me a better state superintendent. And I want our children, mine included, to know what systemic racism is because they will be more equipped to make our state and our nation not systemically racist, end quote. Underley said the honest answer is no when asked if critical race theory is being taught in Wisconsin's K-12 classrooms because the term applies to an academic field of study at the graduate school level. But if the question is really about whether students should be learning about racial issues and racism, the answer should be yes. Again, quoting, to do anything else would be a blatant disregard for the truth of our country's history and an erasure of the lived experience of our students, she said. Teaching about race and racism is the only way to teach the complete story of the United States, end quote. Let's talk about the gaps in literacy among and between students who have access to high-quality childcare and early childhood programming versus those who do not, or the gap between the students with strong mental health care in their schools or communities compared to those who struggle with challenges and do so without support, end quote. From the teachers they interact with to the curriculum they learn, students from non-white populations rarely see people like them or hear stories about their contributions to society, Underley said. She called for more culturally relevant teaching that nurtures and supports everyone's cultural identity, embraces and learns from their history, and helps every student feel like they are welcomed and belong in their communities. Teaching about race and racism is essential. It is culturally relevant. It is good teaching, and saying otherwise is not only problematic, it's racist, she said. Again, information in this report is used by permission from Up North News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.